Devontae, it's always great to beat the Penguins. 2-1, game winner. How about TJ Oshie? Stick to the eye, stitches, hit from Malkin, concussion protocol, and he scores the winner with a minute left.
Yeah, that's Osh. He's a gamer. He's a warrior. So I wasn't surprised to see him come back, and definitely wasn't surprised to see him end up getting the winning goal.
What'd you think of the hit from Malkin?
I mean, he hit him right in the head. I mean, that's apparently what they're trying to stop. And, I mean, there's a bunch of people saying, well, he was bracing for contact. I mean, it's the penalty kill, and that guy never gets hit out of 1,000 times. Osha's trying to get to the wall, which is what every penalty killer does. So I don't – the guy's a Hall of Famer. He's smart enough to know he's not going to get hit there. No one ever gets hit there. So he knew what he was doing, so.
Yeah. Tom Wilson's suspension, I think, also colors it for Capitals fans a little bit because, you know, we go into this going, well, wait a second. I mean, Wilson gets 20 games, and obviously it's a whole different ballgame. I don't even want to compare the two because of Wilson's history with suspensions or Malkin's. But the speculation right now is that Malkin is not expected to be suspended, I saw somewhere today. Do you think that was a suspendable hit? What would you think if he didn't get suspended?
Well, apparently you're not supposed to hit guys in the head, so. I mean, if that was Willie, we already know what would happen. So that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I think we can read between those lines there. I think it's frustrating. I think for a lot of Caps fans. So here's the other part of this, though, DSP. Do you guys get as excited as we do? I mean, I'm just a fat idiot who likes to watch Caps hockey. I love beating the Penguins almost as much as I love eating food. I take so much joy out of it. Do you guys treat that as a special game, or is it, listen, it's Thursday in November, we're just looking for a couple points? Do you guys get more excited about those wins?
Yeah, I think those games are always exciting. I mean, we obviously know all the history and all the playoff series, all that stuff. So there's a little bit of extra jump and meaning in those games. So guys get really fired up for Penguins Caps.
How do you like, and Devontae Smith-Pelly is with us, joins us every week here on Grant and Danny. How do you like your new line mates, man? It's like all of a sudden the cool place to be, hanging out with DSP on that on your line. You guys are having fun putting some pucks in the net.
Yeah, it's been good so far. You know, Boydie coming back, and he's been wanting to play and been working really hard to get back, and he was having a good preseason and got hurt, so. You know, he's a good player, and obviously V, I mean, he's a top six player. You know, he got bumped down, obviously, but he's going to be in the top six when it's all said and done. And so it's exciting to have a guy like that on the line. And, you know, we're hopefully we keep it going.
Tell me about Travis Boyd a little bit. What does he bring? I was surprised by how quickly he made an impact, but it seems like a lot of his teammates weren't.
No, I mean, we've seen it in training camp. We've seen it in practice. I mean, he's very, very skilled. You know, you look at his stats in the American League, he's probably got nothing else to prove there. He's a proven, you know, point getter down there. So, you know, some guys, when they come up, maybe they try and change the way they play. But no, he's trying to make plays. He's doing what he's got to do. And it's exciting. So he's got a lot of skill. So, you know, if that ends up being the center, I'm looking forward to it.
Devontae, I thought Pittsburgh played actually pretty well last night. They don't have much to show for it because I thought Braden Holtby was incredible. That was like Vezina Trophy, Braden Holtby. That was the guy that frustrates teams to no end. Do you agree? Was that his best performance of the year?
Yeah. I mean, he's had a couple games where he's, you know, he's had to bail us out a couple times. But with a team like Pittsburgh, with all that skill and, you know, any mistake we made, he was right there. So that's the Holtz that we all know, and you know, the Holtz that we saw, you know, all last year in the playoffs. So he played a great game, and you know, I think he probably won us the game.
Devontae Smith-Pelly on Grant and Danny. When you guys have these lengthy homestands, this is going to mark your fourth straight out of five tomorrow night against Columbus. Obviously, you have your morning skates and some occasional work days, but I would have to imagine you get a little bit of downtime around D.C. What types of things do you typically do? Have you done anything?
I've been pretty busy with other stuff this homestand, but in the past, I mean, I like to go down to the museums in the city, and I've been to, you know, three or four of them, and just kill some time and learn some new stuff down there, and then, you know, the rest just kind of come home and chill out and get ready for the next game. But for the most part, on those off days, I like to, you know, try and get to a museum or something like that, and you know, walk around and try and learn some new stuff, get a little bit smarter.
I think that's admirable, because my temptation, like, obviously now I'm comparing myself to a pro athlete, which is stupid. My temptation would be to leave a butt print on my couch and be so comfortable and relaxed because of what you guys put your bodies through on a nightly basis and with all the travel. That's commendable, man. You get out and about. Is that something you think is better for you conditioning wise, not to be kind of sluggish and lay around like a bump on a log?
I mean, don't get confused. There are some days that I don't move. I mean, there are days where I am leaving a print in my couch and just hanging out. But for the most part, I feel like guys probably feel a lot better when they get up and kind of do something proactive. So I try and do it just to make sure that I'm feeling better. And, you know, some days when you're on the couch all day, you kind of feel sluggish the next day, or you got to work extra hard to get your legs going. So on those other days, I just try and do that just to stay active.
Devontae Smith, Pelle of the Caps, our weekly appointment here on Grant and Danny. By the way, DSP, a listener just sent me this, and I as we let you go here, I'll just let you know, because I don't know that you do. It doesn't sound like it is official. Malkin's not going to face any discipline for the hit on Oshie. So just an FYI.
Yeah, all right. Well, I got nothing to say regarding that. So.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate the time. It's good catching up with
thanks,
you.
Man.
Stay hot on that fourth line.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
There's Devontae Smith-Pelly on Grant and Danny. You could tell, though, he was frustrated. He
they
said,
know.
We know what would have happened
yeah,
if that was Tom Wilson.
They know.
By the way, if that was Tom Wilson, death penalty, you know, 2 years in prison.
That actually called the federal authorities. FBI would have been there.
Honestly, if it was him, like, he comes back in
January.
14, so six more games. If the second game back he does that, I think he's done for the rest of the year.
So here's – this is the
– and for the record, I want to just clarify real
please.
Quick. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. I am anti-suspension.
Yes.
I don't want Evgeny Malkin getting suspended more than a game for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if it was up to me, I probably wouldn't suspend him. But as I always say, I was furious when Tom Wilson got suspended 20 games.
Correctly.
I don't suspend people for in-game hits. And now I personally think that the Malkin hit was probably even a little bit worse by my standards, because – Oshie did not have the puck. Wilson's hits are often either when he has the puck or he is hitting someone who has the puck. That was basically not that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I need people to stop being suspended. It's hockey. It's violent. It happens.
Yeah, Wilson has, by my count, and I went through and did this at the time. I've forgotten all the instances, but I had it. Five or six hits that were worse that should have been suspension worthy, more so than the one he got suspended for. But everybody that's a Caps opponent loves this, and that's exciting. I don't deal in the, well, we got screwed, so let's screw the next guy over.
Yeah, I don't like playing that
game. I want to just do the correct thing all the time. So the same way that the Griffinites got very mad that Jay Gruden didn't run Kirk Cousins under the bus postgame, I actually prefer my head coach not to run the quarterback under the bus. Let's start that as the new precedent instead of eye for an eye. I don't want eye for an eye. If it was up to me, I'd probably say a game for Malkin, because he got kicked out of that one. It was a game misconduct. I would have said one game. The same way I probably would have said, I think, three or four games for Wilson, just because of past performance here.
And that would have been way more reasonable, and I would have been way less upset.
Right. So, but 20's an outrage. That's punitive. That's, you know, something that is unprecedented.
Yeah. You're suspending a guy for a quarter of the season for a hockey play that you didn't like. And mm-hmm. if you want to call it dirty, I don't really like using that word. I wouldn't use what Malkin. I'm not going to call that dirty.
No, I wouldn't say so.
It's violent. That's what it is. It's a violent hit.
If you're trying to get that, as DSP said, correctly and eloquently, you're trying to get that out of the game.
Hit him in the head.
Or are you? What are you trying to get out of the game? That or not that? Because we have an instance of that, and you don't want to deal with that now. You want to do something else.
Two straight wins for the Caps. 4-2 over the Oilers. 2-1 over the Penguins. They
two
play tomorrow night against the Blue Jackets. And then on Sunday to wrap up their homestand against the Coyotes at Capital One Arena. That is a 5 o'clock drop of the puck. For more on the Caps, make sure you listen to Crashing the Net on Wednesday nights at 6:30 with our own Tom Daly. Thanks to DSP, our preview of Thursday Night Football and some leftovers before we get out of here next on G&D.